that'll bring us to today's No Sweat News. My goodness. You people have been busy. You have been busy. These are the bizarre stories of the day put together into one newscast, so you can feel better about yourself because there's no way you would get caught doing this stuff, right? I'm not saying you wouldn't do it. I'm just saying you wouldn't be dumb enough to get caught doing it.
Hopefully not, but, you know, I don't want to speak for myself.
Here we go.
I've done stupid things.
Not tickets, not fest tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. Here's a story about a guy in Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. Florida man got caught with methamphetamine and claimed it was medicinal.
Now that medicinal methamphetamines.
Matt Cusimano riding his bike at 2 o'clock in the morning. Didn't have lights on, so the cops pulled him over. And after a quick little back and forth with the police, they realized this guy's acting odd. And they found it. There it was, the methamphetamine and the pipes and so forth with the residue. And he said, no worries. This is medicinal methamphetamine.
You know, medicinal methamphetamines. Yeah. When the doctor prescribes for you to stay up for 72 hours straight and rob a 7-Eleven, medicinal methamphetamines.
Maybe he had an all-nighter needed to pull, and the doc said, here, I got you covered with the white crosses didn't work.
Methamphetamines?
Well, turned out he didn't have a prescription.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You can't get a prescription for meth?
Well, now, David.
I mean, if you go to certain trailer parks,
No. According to the No Sweat News health and pharmaceutical editor.
What?
Health and pharmaceutical? No.
I don't know.
The health desk.
Okay.
Health and science. Let's put health and science together.
Well, I like that.
According to the No Sweat News health and science editor, you can actually get... And this is the beauty of pharmaceuticals. It's illegal everywhere else if you make it yourself, but you can actually get a prescription for methamphetamine.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, a doctor can prescribe it for ADHD and weight loss. And, of course, it's methamphetamine, but it's in pill form.
Yeah, weight loss? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're tweaking out and not eating.
Exactly.
As for ADHD, that shocks me. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I was diagnosed with ADHD, Carl.
Gee, you think?
Well, can you imagine me on meth?
No, I can't. I don't even want to see you with a cup of coffee in your hand.
If I took one of those meth tablets, I'd turn into Gritty, the Flyers mascot.
Exactly.
Just an orange ball of insanity.
Talk to your doctor if Desoxin is right for you. Can you believe it? There's actually a medical methamphetamine.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I love the pharmaceutical
world. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to pass.
Dateline, your front lawn for story number two in today's No Sweat News. The hot new Halloween decoration this year.
Oh, tell me. I like to stay with the Joneses on this thing.
Here you go. You ready?
Yes.
The hot new yard decoration for Halloween this year is inflatable skeletons doing it.
Okay.
They have ruined
Halloween.
Have
children.
Seriously.
Is it the Halloween decorations? The fact that we're trying to get trick-or-treaters?
They got 5-foot inflatable skeletons, and she's sitting on top of him, cowgirl style. In fact, I assume it's a she. Maybe it's a homosexual couple. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
They got skeletons
where
doing
I rub
it.
My temples.
See?
And just, like, see? Why am I here?
See, they got the skeletons doing cowgirl on the front lawn. Amazon has them for $80.
Trick or treating involves children. You can't have skeletons doing it
on your
what
front lawn.
You know me.
I agree.
The only thing I take seriously in life is holiday decorations. We're talking your Christmas,
question.
Of course we're talking your Halloween.
Well, you should see what the reindeer are doing for inflatable Christmas.
Heavens to Betsy. Now that. So that's what Blitzen means.
We got a heavens to Betsy out of them. Yeah, I'm not down with it either. I'm thinking, you know, Halloween's all about kids, but
come on, man.
What do you want to do? And Dateline, the back of your car for story number three. Some young woman is demanding that Geico pay her $1 million because she hooked up with a guy in his back seat and he gave her an STD.
Sweetheart, if that was the case, there would be litigation all over North America.
Geico has released this press release saying, Whoa, you can't sue us for $1 million because of something that happened in the backseat of a car we just happened to insure. But that's what she says she's doing. She got it on with him in the back of his 2014 Hyundai Genesis.
Oh, yeah. Nothing says sexy time like a 2014 Hyundai Genesis. Yeah.
She admits they did not use protection, but she still thinks Geico should pay because the guy's got a insurance policy with Geico.
It's Geico's fault.
Yeah, it's Geico's
fault. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. She says, they say their car insurance only covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car, and doing boom boom in the back seat don't count.
That's not Geico's fault.
They didn't actually use boom boom in the back seat. Actual press release. I added that.
I would say if I were her, I would more sue the car.
I would Geico. Sue him personally, or sue myself for not using a condom.
I guess yeah, all of those.
A Hyundai.
Well, that is the definition of a frivolous lawsuit right there.
She's got herself some standards issues. I mean, at least
Hyundai's kind of small.
Knock that
you're
up.
Asking me. It's a little crampy.
Knock it up to a Ford Explorer or something.
I mean, a little bit larger. I mean, you know, you don't have to have like a 1960 Camaro, but
Geico is the little gecko guy, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's Geico.
It's where the warts came from.
Oh,
that's today's No Sweat News. Friday, we get to do the Slipknot Knotfest tickets for Friday's No Sweat News quiz. It's going to be fun for everyone, except for her, because she ain't getting a dime out of that law.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.